morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank you for listening to the show, and I especially want to thank my friends at WTTR Radio because they let me come to you every Sunday morning, and they have for the past 8 or 9 years. I think I've lost track, but it's been a lot of fun bringing one of our members in every week to tell you a little bit about what they do. You can find all of our members by going to our website, carrollcountychamber.org. We've got a membership directory with about 650 local businesses. And believe me, if there's ever been a time when you want to support local, it's now. Aside from the fact that you get a better product, you get a better service, and you're working with your neighbors, the folks who pay taxes here when folks like Amazon don't, you're helping them after they are trying to recover from COVID. So speaking of COVID, there's probably almost no other industry that it took a bigger toll on than the travel industry. So I am very happy to have with me today, Ms. Lauren Grody, who's a group travel planner with Rills Bus Service. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me today.
It's great to have you. And we get to use you guys all the time with our Leadership Carroll Pro program. And I've grown to respect you guys for your professionalism and your customer service, and you guys have been great. Now, you guys are located in Westminster, and I want to start off by saying, please, if you could share your contact information with us. We'll do this a couple more times, but I want folks to be able to write it down.
Absolutely. You can reach us by phone at 410-876-7530. And of course, visit our website, www.rillsbusservice.com. Our offices are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5.
Wonderful. And you know, Lauren, I almost forgot, before I get too deep into the show, I need to wish my son, Andy, a happy birthday. He's turning 41 today. So happy birthday, Andy, happy birthday. And your wonderful family. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Rills. We were just chatting a little bit before we went on the air, and I should have known this, and I think I did, but maybe I forgot because I'm getting old. But you guys are a family-run business and have been for a while, right? Want to tell me a little bit about that? How long have you guys been in business?
Yes, we have been in business since 1968, so proudly serving our community and beyond for 53 years. Wow. There's four generations of us, and we remain family-owned and operated today.
Wow. And you were telling me something that you've got, I think you've got some folks in the family who are pretty close to you who actually drive some of the big rigs.
Definitely. My mom, Diane, she drives both the school buses and motor coaches. And then both of my sisters are school bus drivers. So my dad was a motor coach and school bus driver before he passed. It's definitely in the blood.
What about you, Lauren? Have we ever got you behind the wheel?
I am not a driver. It's kind of a joke in the family. I do better behind the desk or as a tour director on one of the motor coaches.
that's why they've got you talking to me. So let's talk a little bit about Rills, because I want people to understand you guys are local and you guys are amazing and you guys are a lot of fun, because you're the kind of a group that you want to call when you want to do something fun, when you want to go on a trip. And we're going to come back to talking about some of the tours that you do. But let's talk just briefly, because I'm so sick of this whole COVID thing. Let's just talk briefly about how were you guys able to navigate through all the different challenges that were presented by COVID?
So we provide the two things that everyone was advised against during the pandemic, groups and travel. Mm-hmm. So sadly, our entire fleet of buses sat still for months. We kept in touch with our employees. The chamber was great in supporting us with all their emails and updates. We were in Zoom meetings, educating ourselves with the best practices in our industry, all of the current guidelines, lending support to other companies and our customers and employees, just staying in touch and delving into legislative action for the industry as well, because the bus industry was absolutely devastated by the effects of the pandemic.
Mm, yeah, and you know what? Normally I don't like to spend money, and we use you guys every year to bus our people in Leadership Carroll one day a month. So, but I am so happy I get to write checks to you guys again for this year, because you guys are back up and running and it's exciting to me. Now, there probably, are there any continuing restrictions you guys have to deal with as a result of this whole thing, COVID?
So really, the only current restriction is that we are still under federal mask mandate for public transportation. Other than that, there has never been a capacity mandate, so we can fill those buses. It did get sticky for a little bit with the social distancing, which we did reduce our capacities for a while. But we're back up and running, and people are ready to go.
And your large rigs can hold, like, how many folks?
So our motor coaches hold 56 passengers, and our school buses hold anywhere from 46 to 52 passengers.
Well, those large ones, man, I've been on those a bunch, and they're nice and comfy. That I could say. And we've even had some people who were like in a wheelchair in our class, and you guys had a rig or two where you were able to handle that for us.
So absolutely.
So biggest challenges that you guys face right now, and then pretty soon we're going to get into talking about your tours, but I mean, unfortunately, this whole COVID thing, we're hearing about it more and more now in the news again, the Delta variant, you know, and all this that's happening. And, you know, who knows? I mean, we'll all be wearing masks again one of these days, probably, but I don't think they're going to shut stuff down. So we're probably going to have to kind of get used to that for a while. But what are some of the biggest challenges that you guys face right now that are kind of like left over from the whole COVID thing?
Well, we understand some groups and customers may not be ready to return to bus travel and group travel just yet. So we're not fully back to our full operations. However, we're of course in a much better position this time than this time last year. We are, like many other businesses, experiencing understaffing. There is a severe driver shortage across the US, and our company is no exception. So we are hiring school bus and motor coach drivers. If there's anyone out there that would be interested in applying, please contact our office. We're always looking for great people to join our team.
Great. What's your phone number again?
Our phone number, 410-876-7530.
Awesome. Okay. And if you just now tuned into the show, I'm talking with Ms. Lauren Grody, who's the group travel planner, part of the family over at Rills that's owned that place since 1968. And they're an awesome bus outfit here in the area. They do coach tours all over, which we're going to talk about. And we're talking a little bit about how they've overcome COVID. So one last thing, what have you guys maybe learned as a result of overcoming some of the different challenges and surviving the pandemic?
Be ready for anything.
That's a good point.
Flexibility is definitely key. Backup plans are necessary. You know, if you're planning to visit a destination and they may not be able to accept groups just yet, or, you know, have extra precautions or restrictions in place, you know, it's good to have a backup plan when you're traveling. And the bus drivers are essential. Our employees have been on the job ever since we've started back on the road, and they are awesome.
Yeah, those guys are great. I get to work with every month that we have you guys take our class around, I've had a chance to work with them. So they're great. All right, let's now talk about some of the fun stuff, because I think that the people who like to travel are ready to go. We just had an actual meeting at our office talking about one of the trips we're going to do next year as a chamber. We're going to Ireland March 15th. It's just a fun trip, but there's like absolutely nothing business about it. And
it's
I've had a great response to that, because these people like to travel, just like folks who like to take a cruise. I personally wouldn't jump on a cruise ship, but there are folks waiting in the line now to do it. So buses, I think, that can take you to some places that are fun are going to be just as much in demand here really soon. So what upcoming motor coach tours do you guys have? And maybe what are some of the tours that you guys do that people seem to like the most?
So on our motor coaches, we offer retail tours that are packaged day and overnight trips for the general public to join. We visit all kinds of places, including theaters and casinos, sightseeing trips, wine and brew tours, history, festivals. We have holiday tours. Some of the favorites are, of course, New York City, Niagara Falls, Washington, D.C., there's just so much within driving distance of us that to see and do. The options are unlimited.
Are these tours on your website? I'm assuming if people went to your website, there's probably some actual calendar of tours or something.
Absolutely. It is www.rillsbusservice.com. And we have a full listing of our upcoming tours. And I am always adding to that list.
What about Williamsburg? Do you guys go to, I've been wanting to go down there. Do you guys go that far? What was that?
Yes, we do go to Williamsburg.
Oh, you do go to Williamsburg. Okay, good, good, good. I'll tell my wife. We're going to have to check into that. I love it. So around, let's say, the holidays, are there special tours? I mean, I can imagine you guys might do like a shopping one in New York or go to see the lights or something.
New York City is always wonderful at the holidays. We take in the Radio City Christmas Spectacular with the Rockettes. Lancaster, Pennsylvania has some wonderful theaters offering great shows like at the American Music Theater. We also have sightseeing holiday tours that may include a holiday tea and holiday touring at a historical attraction such as Winterthur or Longwood Gardens in Delaware.
Well, that sounds nice. And then I would imagine that anybody who might be listening now, that if they wanted to get a trip organized through their work, you could help them with that, right? Or if they had, or if they wanted to go on their own, if they just want to go on their own, you could plug them in with a group.
Yes, any groups out there that would want to get together, do something fun, I have lots of different ideas for them, and we can set everything up, and they can just sit back and relax and enjoy a wonderful trip.
I like that. I do. So what would you maybe recommend to anybody who still might be hesitant to jump on a bus and take a tour?
Well, of course, we understand that everyone has varying comfort levels and stances, but you have to take the first step at some point. So for those people wanting to travel, just do it. We, of course, are taking the extra safety precautions still, with the mask wearing on board the buses, thorough disinfecting procedures. We have fresh air flowing every 10 minutes and special filters in our motor coaches. So our safety is our top priority, and we want our precious cargo to always feel confident when traveling with us. So we are ready when you are.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, and I'd forgotten about that, but you do have some way to exchange the air more to help people. And I think the other thing that people could do, and I don't want to be pushy about this because this seems to be a real political thing that people can get their ire up, but maybe get the vaccine, right? I mean, if you get the vaccine, you're probably a lot more inclined to be able to travel and not feel like you're going to get this. So,
yes, and that is making people feel a lot more comfortable with traveling.
All right, so we're almost out of time. Lauren, let me ask you this. How can people learn more about Rill's bus service and all that they offer? We've already kind of come around here, but I want to give you one more chance to give all your contact information.
Well, first of all, they can visit our website, www.rillsbusservice.com. They can give us a phone call, 410-876-7530, or they can shoot us an email at staff@rillsbusservice.com.
Lauren, thank you so much for being on the show with me. We're out of time now. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. You too, Mike.
All right, and if you just now tuned in and missed the show, don't worry. It's going to be up on our website tomorrow. It'll be on our Facebook page as well. So you can find this show, all of our shows, all of our members. You can find information about our trips. We're going to Ireland in March of next year, Greece in October of next year. You can find all of our events like our amazing Carol Biz Challenge, where we're going to award one entrepreneur a grand prize of $10,000 in cash and $23,000 in more things on August 26th. So go to our website for that, and go to our website to find Rills. These guys are great. They can hook you up with a really good trip. We're at carrollcountychamber.org. You can call us at 410-848-9050. Or if you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Julia Nova's Italian Grocería to get one of his amazing hoagies, and they are good. We're right next door at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much for listening. Do something special today with family or friends, and God bless.